Wow. Let me just tell you right now, the last 3 weeks have been such a blur, such a crazy time in my life, and I want to share it with you because this has been such an intense time, from my Achilles to getting COVID to having surgery to just all these things. I just want to share my mindset and where it's at with you. So stay tuned.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It has been a long, long time. And first off and foremost, I want to apologize to you. Life has gotten me down, but I'm not out. I've gotten punched, but I'm going to get back up. I've hit the ground, but I'm ready and I'm pumped up and ready to go. Just to be here with you has motivated me, has excited me. So if I'm yelling at you through your speakers, I apologize. I'm pumped. I'm so excited. I'm glad that you are doing great. Whatever you're doing, I hope you're crushing it. I hope you're conquering it. To myself, I sound kind of weird. I don't know why. I feel like there's like a nasal thing going on. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you, God, for bringing me back today. That's all I got to say, because it's been a whirlwind, man. It's been crazy. Let me catch you up a little bit. If you're new, if you're old to the show, if you're a veteran, you're a rookie, you're keeping up on Instagram. 3 weeks ago this Saturday, I was playing in a basketball tournament, 3-on-3 basketball tournament. It's the first time I've played in a long time. Now, keep in mind, I've been active pretty much since I quit playing basketball in high school and college, and I haven't really been competitive in a sport in a long time. But keep in mind, I've been doing box jumps. I've been doing all sorts of things to help me stay fit, to help me stay active, to just get me going. And I decided to play in this 3-on-3 basketball tournament, which was a great idea at the time. And now, looking back on it, it wasn't the best decision, but it was a great decision for me. I really enjoyed it. We signed up to play in a tournament here in town and represent the company I work for. And it's just so cool that I just said, you know what? I asked Kate, I said, hey, Kate, do you think it'd be okay if I play in this basketball tournament? Because I've always said I don't want to get hurt. I don't want this to happen. I don't want anything in my life to, and I don't like to live in regrets either. And I wanted to take it on. She was like, sure, let's go. Because for the longest time, I always told my kids that I used to be the best at this, or I used to be the best at that. Back in my day when I played ball, this is what I did. So I think it was my time to shine. It was my time to show, especially my son, who talks so much crap to me when it comes to sports. Dad, I bet when you played. Dad, I bet when you played. So it was my time. It was my time to show him. It was my time to show off to my wife, who's never seen me play a single thing in my life other than fitness. And I was ready, because basketball was a big part of my life growing up. Basketball was my life, and I loved basketball. My whole dream, my whole hope, my whole life, I wanted to become an NBA basketball player. One of my favorite players was Mike Bibby growing up. If you're familiar with the Sacramento Kings, I loved Mike Bibby. I thought he was awesome. He was undersized. He was quick. I even bought his shoes. I loved Penny Hardaway. I loved him for the Orlando Magic. Of course, I love Michael Jordan of all time, the greatest player of all time. But some of these guys were more low-key players, I guess you could say. Not so much Penny, but I loved Mike Bibby. I wanted to play just like Mike Bibby. I wanted my head shaved just like Mike Bibby, but I think he was bald, but I still wanted to shave my head. So just to give you a little hindsight of where I came from when it comes to basketball, I loved basketball. I loved playing basketball. Basketball was life. I would play NBA Jam till the sun came up with buddies on Super Nintendo. So just to give you a little insight of what my life was like when I was in high school. So I loved basketball. So I was like, you know what? Let's go play. Let's go do this. I want to go play. I want to get into the. I want to play. I want to see how I do. So we show up to the event center. There's a bunch of teams. There's a ton of really great talent, which is crazy. And yes, I was probably one of the older guys there playing, but who cares? I don't care about age at all. But I warmed up for like 30 minutes, guys. I'm telling you this. I warmed up for like 30 minutes and went through all my stretches, all my dynamic warm-ups. I even stretched my calves, my Achilles. I stretched everything. So game number one, we go into game number one. We dominate this young squad, these young guys. And one of my best friends in the entire world got to play with me. His name is Caleb. and he got to play on our team, and we got to play this other guy named Chris, and they were awesome. And Caleb and Chris were great, and we played, man. I think I scored like the first two or three buckets, and you could just tell that I was back in the groove, man. I haven't really like gone 100% in a game in a long time, and I got to go 100%. And so I remember rebounding, I remember scoring, and I looked down on my shoes. I was wearing the Jordan 11s, if you're familiar with Michael Jordan, that came out in his 11th year. They're the white ones with the black around the sole, I guess you could say, or above the sole. And, oh, man, I brought them out of the box to wear. I was so excited. I wore them. I put them on. I hadn't worn them since high school. And guess what happens? The soles, the bottoms literally come off. Okay, I can feel them during the first game just come off. So I'm there playing defense, doing everything, noticing that I'm like flippity-floppity as I'm playing. It's like plop, 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 plop. Nobody else notices it but me. We end up winning the first game. That was great. So I look up at Kate. She's up there, and I say, hey, Kate, can you please go get my other shoes? So she runs to the house real quickly, and she doesn't get back before game number two, which is okay because we play this other team. They weren't as good as the first team, but this team, I'm telling you guys, when I say I'm balling, I was balling. I was getting rebounds. I was getting good shots. I was laying it up. I was shooting threes. I was passing the ball. I looked good. I felt great. And so I tape up my shoes. I notice on my right foot, there's a blister. I always get these blisters. I've always gotten blisters in my feet. And so like right at the my big toe, I guess it would be the sole of my foot, I have this huge blister forming. And so I tape it up. I tape up my shoes because I don't have any other shoes. I literally tape them across the top. And when I tape them, I have to go back there out there and play. And I'm just like, don't slip, because you're going to slip if you start to move. And I don't play that hard in the same game. I don't really go at it and much, but we win. And I mean, everybody's like, what? This team's winning? Yeah, we're winning. We're like balling, man. We're scoring. We're playing good. And Kate finally shows up on my other shoes. I can tell now that I'm an older guy we can't sit as long, right? We can't sit as long. So I continue to stretch. I continue to move. I get up, walk around, because in between the games, about 15, 20 minutes. And so we end up becoming the number one seed out of like 15 teams. I think it was 14 or 15 teams. Can't remember exactly, but 15 teams going into the pool play or going into the bracket play. So we're the number one team, like, because we beat the crap out of both first two teams we played. And I mean, we're just rolling. So game three comes around. We play this team, this local team here in town, and they were good, man. They had a substitute. I remember playing going, oh gosh, I'm getting tired. I need a sub. Can we borrow your sub, please? Can I borrow your sub? They had an extra guy. We only had three guys. So keep in mind, we're playing half court, but we're going 100 miles an hour. So game three, I think it's game three, and man, we ball. We ball them up too. I'm getting rebounds. I'm shooting threes. I'm passing the rock. I'm just balling. I'm playing exactly like Mike Bibby. And we win the game. So we're one game away, guys, from the championship. We are one game away from representing, going to the championship. All three of us are just like, we're tired. I'm tired. So I decide before the next game, I need to warm up. I need to continue to warm up. I need to continue to stretch. I can't sit. I got to keep moving. I don't feel, you know, my foot doesn't hurt anymore. I can't really feel it. It's not a big deal. To this day, I'm kind of like, oh, what the heck? So anyways, we're continuing to play. I noticed that there's this other team, this other gym that's represented there. And there's this guy that can just jump out of the gym. Very athletic looking dude. Beautiful guy. I'm just going to say it. Beautiful man. And his name, James Washington. He played professionally, played collegiately football, not basketball, but football at the University of Oklahoma State. And he also played professionally. He's still he's a pro right now. He's a free agent. And he played for the Cowboys last year, but he got hurt. He played for the Steelers. He's a local guy here in Texas, but he was playing for this team. And we were like, man, this guy's unbelievable. Wow, you just know an athlete when you see an athlete. And if you just know when you step on the court, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's just an athlete. He's just a freak. He's just a freak. And so I'm like, you know what? Me being so competitive, I want to go up and I want to talk to him. I want to introduce myself to him because I want to meet him in the championship. I know I'm going to meet him in the championship. That's who I want to guard, because in my older age, I want to make sure I can still keep up with him. He's a lot younger than me, but I don't care. I want to guard him. I want that guy. So I walk up to him. I introduce myself. We have a great conversation. I tell him about my son playing football. I tell him how much I admire him. I was ready to see him play before he got hurt for the Cowboys, because as you know, I'm a huge Cowboy fan. I'm a huge Cowboy fan, so I'll keep up with every player that are on the team. And excuse me. So anyways, I loved it. I had a good time. We talked. We go into the semifinal game. We're one game away to the championship. I know we're going to win this game. This other squad's really good, you can tell. And so I think we score the first basket, or they score the first basket, but then it's my turn. I start to shoot a three-pointer. I go up to shoot a three. The next thing I know, I don't know. And what they say about an Achilles injury is that when you hurt your Achilles, people claim it to be like someone has punched you or someone has kicked you, and it pops, and it's an excruciating pain. If you're familiar with an Achilles, you know, Aaron Rodgers just tore his Achilles or ruptured his Achilles. And if you're familiar with it, I would recommend do not go and watching it, because it is pretty ugly. But so when I shot the ball, from what I remember, is the guy, I'm shooting a three-pointer, the guy jumped out at me to try to block my shot. What I remember is I must have landed on his foot. Another guy must have come from the other side that was guarding another guy. No idea, because I saw both of them. And I landed on his foot. Next thing I know, I'm on the ground in excruciating pain. Now, I've been in pain. I thought, because I grabbed my ankle. My son described it to me as I was like yelling, which I think I was, but I was yelling my ankle. And I ended up getting up finally, but it was only like 10 seconds. I was on the ground. So I get up, I hobble over. As I'm hobbling over, I notice that the ground feels really, really like, almost like I'm walking on a platform, or like I have a platform foot, like my foot doesn't want to work. I noticed the right leg. It was the first time in my life that my left and right leg were definitely not equal. So I go and I sit down, and I look up at my wife, because they're looking down upon us. They're looking from the top. The way this place is built. So I look up at the stands, and she looked down at me, and I said, "I broke it. I know I broke it. Something's broken. Something's done. Something is just over with." And she goes, "What? Oh man!" And I knew it. I was pissed. I was upset. People coming over to me and saying, "Are you okay?" Maybe it was the shoes you wore. Maybe it was your small ankles, whatever. I just remember it's almost one of those times in your life where things just are being said that you're not really paying attention to. It was so cool, though. A good friend of mine, Ron, he goes in for us. He plays the rest of the game. We lose. But he did such a great job. I was very proud of him. He was awesome. He did great. He's a 53-year-old man, and he did good. He had no reason being in there, because he was just there spectating. But had he not been there, we would have had a forfeit. So I'd rather lose than forfeit. But I remember getting up after the game was over. I hobbled out. But before I hobbled out, I went and talked to James again, the professional football player. And I wanted to tell him, "Man, you're lucky, because I know you guys made it to the championship. You're lucky I didn't get to play you." That's how competitive I am. I wanted to tell him that. But instead, he was like, "What's going on, man? What happened?" "I don't know. I probably tore my Achilles." Yeah, because I couldn't feel it. You know, I couldn't feel it at all. Whenever you tear your Achilles, you rupture your Achilles, instantly, your ankle will swell up. Sorry, I'm still getting over COVID. That's another story, though. So there's a lot of emotion that comes with it. So I hobble out. We go home. And it all starts. There's even more pain, more cries, more tears. But now that I look back on it, it was a great experience. I had such a great time playing ball. I really did. I had a lot of regrets. I have a lot of shame, I guess you could say, a lot of guilt, because I let my family down. I feel bad about my teammates, even though it was just recreation. I'm just such a competitor. I'm such a team player. I want to win at all costs when it comes to fairness and being right when it went, you know, on the basketball court. And I was like, man, my one shot, the one time. And so that was almost three Saturdays ago. And so I got in to see the doctor Monday. So that was that Saturday. I got to see the doctor Monday. All weekend I went with it and had a boot. You know, they gave me a boot. They scheduled me surgery for that Thursday. And I got sick. got COVID. I'm still dealing with like trying to get all the snot out, as you can hear me. But I got COVID, so I wasn't able to get my surgery. I was even more down. They won't perform surgery on you if you're sick, if you have surgery, if you have COVID. And I did have COVID. I tested myself and multiple times. And I just got ill. So I had COVID on top of my Achilles rupture. I prayed so much thinking maybe it wasn't a rupture. Maybe it was just this, but it swole. I mean, it swells pretty bad. And so on Thursday, you know, the scheduled surgery time that was supposed to be never happened. So I had to go again and think it's never going to happen because now I got to wait another 2 weeks because that's usually the protocol or something happens or what. I don't know what it is, but that's just what I read. That's what I guess I told myself. And I was blessed with some of the best friends and doctors and everybody connections that I have. This is what I always preach to my kids. You always got to be nice to everybody. You treat everybody with kindness because you never, ever know when you'll need someone's help. I may not have a lot of friends. I may have a ton of acquaintances, but by golly, I treat all those people with respect and kindness. And it showed. It really did. And I praise God for that. A lot of people came through for me to get to. So the following Thursday, not that Thursday, but the following Thursday, they called me on that Monday or Tuesday and said, hey, we have you scheduled for Thursday. I was so happy, so relieved because I didn't think I was going to get fixed because I have been in so much pain previously. All I was taking was Tylenol, Advil, that's it. So it was about, since it happened, so I guess it would be about 11 days since I actually got the surgery. So last Thursday, today's Wednesday, I know if you're trying to keep up, I finally got the surgery. I was scared. I was. I've never had surgery. I've had my wisdom teeth taken out, but I've never had surgery. So Kate has been my biggest supporter. I felt like I let her down. But what's amazing about our love and our friendship is that she's always there for me. And when I went into the pre-op before my surgery, she was there. She was coaching me. She was motivating me. I had people come in and pray for me. Thank you, Caleb, if you're listening to this. But I had a lot of people praying, a lot of people. I know it's not something that's so major. It's not like a heart surgery or brain surgery or anything like that, but it's something where it just knocks you down because I was hitting goals. I was helping people. I was doing all these things. And sometimes when something like this happens, it just hits you in the face and you really spend time, even like right now as I'm resting, as I'm at home, just preparing for the next step, I really do think a lot about, am I present? Am I present in what I'm doing? Am I being present in my life? Am I doing enough for my kids? Because everything else outside, even on social media, even on anything that we do, really doesn't matter if you're not doing it at home, right? If you're not being positive at home, if you're not helping at home. So when I got the surgery, it really was a breeze. The surgery was, not I'm saying the post-surgery, but I ended up having a good surgery, have a great surgeon. He was awesome. Dr. Britton was awesome here in Abilene, Texas. He was amazing. He did a good job, and I'm excited to see what it looks like whenever I get the stitches out and everything too. So I guess I can't toot his horn just yet. So regardless, I'll still toot it. Anyways, I remember the feeling of going to the surgical center, going to the surgery room. It was like going to an alien spaceship. I've never been in a surgery. And I remember telling the doctor, because they're starting to pump me with the funny stuff, I guess, or the medicine to help me sleep. And I could see him like whistling or doing something. I was like, hey, doc, do you, and I'm still thinking about fitness, do you do like a dynamic warm-up or calisthenics? And he started chuckling. And that's what I remember as being the last thing before they put me to sleep and before they tore into my Achilles. So my Achilles, the doc told Kate that my Achilles fully ruptured. It was a complete rupture. And they put it back together. And I woke up. I was excited. I was pumped. I immediately woke up. Nothing to the medicine or to, I can't remember it off the top of my head. But I felt good. I came home. Ron brought over some fajitas. The fajitas, they were great. And then I took one of the pills. I took one of the medicine that they gave me. And I shouldn't have taken it because I got really really, really sick. I thought I was going to die, which is really funny. My head was pounding. I was like, I thought I was going to barf everywhere. My heart rate, I've never felt like that before. So I stopped taking that. I only took one pill. And because I was in a lot of pain after the surgery, I just wanted to take care of it. And so I was like, nope, that was way worse pain than when the pain I'm in. I'm not doing that again. So everything's been good. Everything's been really, really good. I'm excited for what the next step is. And I just can't wait. Can't wait to see what happens. Pardon me. So the COVID, I'm still battling the COVID, I guess you could say. Now, I'm not COVID positive or anything. Just the afterthought of it and blowing my nose and just the gunk. But I'm still, like today I did a 45-minute seated workout with dumbbells, and I did some presses, I did some curls, I did some lateral raises, front raises, tricep extensions, just things I can do because I can't put any weight on my foot yet. I can't do anything like that. So I'm looking forward to the future. I'm looking forward to it. That's kind of just a synopsis of it. I don't want to bore you too long about my story, but it kind of gives it all because, man, I played so good. I was so excited to play. I really was. I was so excited. Especially when I scored the first basket and I kept scoring. They couldn't guard me. These young kids nowadays don't really play ball like they used to. We didn't dribble very much in my time. You know, we passed a lot. We tried to do what Jason Williams used to do, white chocolate, what he used to do, but none of us could do it. And now everybody dribbles. All they do is dribble. They don't block out. They don't go for rebounds. They don't follow their shot. They don't pass the ball right. Like, I would dominate now in high school if I played. I know I would. Because kids would get frustrated with how I played. And you could tell they were getting frustrated with me. Because I'd post up. I would muscle them around. I would put my hands out. You know, I don't think I turned over the ball one time. Maybe I did. Maybe because I think there was a European. I'm telling the truth now. I think there was a year. It was like a Europe style type of a basketball tournament. And I checked it in. And what you can't check in. You just have to take the ball and go. So I checked in. They took the ball. So I guess I did turn it over once. But anyways, that's enough talking. But hope that fills you in. I'll be doing more podcasts here soon. As soon as I get a little bit better and healthier, and I'll keep you posted. And I appreciate all the support, all the prayers. Thank you, God, for everything. And when you get a chance, please hug your loved ones. Please be there for them. Please talk to them. I have a great support system, and it really puts life into perspective when you're down, when you're by yourself, when you feel alone. You're not. Put on some worship music, pray, watch a good film. I just watched this really cool movie about, it's called Greater. It's about a guy that he actually passes away, but it's a great movie about a kid that played for the Arkansas Razorbacks football team. I love football movies. Rudy, Greater, anything that does with heart. I love it, man. It gives me hope. I love that. So if you're struggling today, just know, pray. It'll get you through, I promise. So thank you for listening to me today. Be sure to follow us everywhere, Bustos Training, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.